it's called Super Abundant Flow. So first of all, tell us about where you got the name from.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it built gradually, and it was how to come up with a term that encompasses quite a wide range of topics which I was dealing with. I mean, it's essentially based around the shipping container, which I can already I hear people turning off already. I needed something that wasn't just saying, hang on, this is the thing about the history of the shipping container. It was kind of, for me as a graphic designer, how I could approach something like that, a very sort of strange niche topic, and find something that was visually interesting yet also had quite a bit of depth about it. And that sort of came from moving out here to Brentwood 7 years ago, where I noticed that we had a lot of these things flying past us. We're near to the A12 here, aren't we? And I can hear the A12 from where I am, and it's, I have a continual swoosh all night long. And I quite like it. My partner Laura hates it. She sort of thinks, oh god, let's get out to the country. But I find it quite soothing in a strange way, and you know, on different days, you know, when it's raining, how it's stronger, and how sometimes, as I hear on your traffic reports, it comes to a complete standstill, and we notice that you can't hear them. And then when I'm going up to London, there were these trains flying through amongst all the passenger trains. You'd get these huge cargo trains come thundering past, and I just felt, wow, you know, from the part of London I was from, we didn't get this. And so I found it a fascinating, unseen and yet unnoticeable.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you say unseen, but you kind of, it's one of those things that you just block out. Yeah. And there's things in life that we do every day that are there. Our brains, we don't see everything that goes on anywhere. Really, our brains only see a very small percent that we need to. So things like that do get blocked out.
That's exactly, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head, which is what this project was about. It's celebrating the mundane and the ordinary. And artists have done that for years. You know, people like Andy Warhol doing soup cans, a guy called Ed Ruscha, people might not know the name, but he did these gas stations out in America. And I think he had a show not long ago in London at the South Bank, at the Hayward Gallery. And, yeah, for me, it was, wow, there's endorsement there. You know, an artist that not everyone knows, but all of a sudden, wow, that's exactly the kind of thing that I was looking at.
So tell us about the installation. As you said, it's at the Brentwood Library, at the Beckett Gallery. People go in, what can they expect?
What I've put on there is a lot of the work that I did as part of this master's study, and some. So, you know, it's where I've taken it a little bit further in the life. Because I finished it about a year ago, so I had a lot of the material there, and me working out how to present it. So a lot of it's, you know, you've got screen prints, photography. It's essentially taking something called design research, which is looking at a subject and seeing how you can look at it from all these different angles under the bracket term of graphic design, which I know might sound a little bit strange, but it's basic words, pictures, and where it did eventually go to moving image. I know we'll talk about that because I've moved on to the film world, but essentially what you can see there is a graphical exploration of shipping containers, something seemingly ordinary, and yet when you look closer, I'm hoping people can see on the walls there, there's something that actually is quite interesting and may, you know, people find sort of quite poignant, maybe, I don't know.
And it's also about how we get things from one end of the country or one end of the world to the other. Well, and the designs as well, because it's not just one design, they're all different. But again, it's in the background of, if you're at the station, you might be on your phone and you might hear them, but you rarely ever do you look up and sort of look around. People don't anymore because they're on their phones.
Yeah, I mean, there's some very strange names on those containers. Yeah, you've got Mirsk, and you think, well, yeah, you obviously think that's Scandinavian. Well, it's Danish, actually, but that's one of the biggest ones. I start revealing my strange knowledge on shipping containers. But then all of a sudden, a lot of them come through with China shipping, Chinese. These things have travelled. These things have been out in the high China seas. They have been further than me, and they're weathered as well. And I find that really interesting. But like I say, apparently it's a stat, 90% of the objects around you, anything has once been in a shipping container. And I find that fascinating.
Now, we're going to play a little bit of music. We're still going to carry on talking. Now, this piece of music, The Leaf Library and Steve Adams, the shipping news from, is that Langard Point?
That's right, yeah.
So I'm going to play this in the background. is that noise actually the noise of the ship?
No.
It sounds like it is, doesn't it?
That's what I was hoping. Hoping it would conjure up. It's an audio soundscape, which is a soundtrack to one of the films that I put together, which is called, as you say, The Shipping News from Landguard Point. And Landguard Point is a place in Felixstowe where you can go and watch these gargantuan shipping containers come around the bend, guided in by these tugboats, and docked at Felixstowe, which is our biggest port.
Mm.
Again, just up the road, follow the A12, and it's well worth a day out if you get the chance. I mean, I took my partner Laura and think, you know, she'd raise her eyebrows or why not? And actually, she was quite moved by it, because when you see a ship with 20,000 plus containers come around the corner, it is quite an event. And so I was doing research, filming that myself, taking photographs, and then I looked on a website from it's called Felixstowe Docker, and it was just quite an interesting website, but there's another but a lot of the films were done by this guy Dino C. I didn't see Dino C, and it's, hang on, I saw that ship come in, he must have been stood right next to me, but there was a guy wearing a proper high vis and with listening to the sound of the pilots, and I thought he was part of the operation. I didn't realise this guy was actually a ship spotter filming them. So, and he arranged to meet me, which was a funny story in itself, in a car park, 5 o'clock in the morning at Felixstowe, to go and film him, because first people turn up with their dogs. Are you Dean? No. that's quite embarrassing. But I eventually met and befriended a guy called Dean, and he's a lovely guy, and he's still putting out film. He just continually films boats coming into Felixstowe. As a graphic designer, you sort of pick up on things, and we've seen as being quite geeky and quite collecting. So there is that. You have to be a little bit obsessive about something. And his knowledge on these ships for me was just, it was for my project what I was doing. It was brilliant. I was all ears, and what a nice guy too to befriend me, trust them, introduce more of them there, and they took me on a boat over to Harwich, over the other side, where you get to go alongside all the ships. And next to the Radio Caroline boat, which is worth seeing as well, and it's a topical thing for where we are today. I made a film based on him, and then I put some music over the top of it, from just some music of some friends that I'm into. Well, friends, so I go and see them play. I sent it to one of them, said, like, you know, borrowed a bit of your music, you know, could you do me a piece on this? And they loved it, they loved the idea of it, and so we collaborated, and they came up with this strange audio soundtrack you can hear in the background.
This, do you know what this is like? I feel now I've gone quite calm as we've been talking, and this reminds me of just being out in the sunshine with the light on the water. That's, you can feel it, that in this bit of music.
I'm glad it's done that, but if you'd have been there last week, I was looking at some of the films he was putting over in that wind. When you see these tugboats going at sort of crazy angles to pull these ships in, pull our goods in that we need, and all this sort of thing, like, so it can be calming, and sometimes it can be pretty wild. But the overall film for him, I'd like to think, when you watch it, you see something that you wouldn't sort of poke fun at, you wouldn't laugh at. You actually see it's quite a poignant, calming thing to watch, and hopefully it became, from a project about graphic design, about shipping, it's actually also sort of a sociological, anthropological, it's a human being study. I'm watching him watching the ships, and I think that was quite an interesting thing to do. I mean, when I originally presented the work at the London College of Communication, it was a multi-screen installation. I am going to recreate something of that sort on Thursday, one main screen, but I also put smaller screens up there to say, look, hang on, you wouldn't just seen one of these films in isolation, they would have been alongside each other. And what you see at the library at the minute on display full time is the build-up to the film. It's kind of how I ended up there. The film's is a kind of separate entity, so you're getting still graphics mostly that are on display till the end of the month. But on Thursday, if anyone wants to come along, from 7:30 to 8:30 at the library, you can register online for tickets. I think there's there is something on my website which maybe we're meant to, it's on your events, it's on your events page, isn't
it? Yes, it is, yeah.
If you get a chance to get a ticket, then all well and good. But if not, it's a free event. Do just turn up. There's space, there's comfy chairs, and I haven't told the library yet, but we'll lay on some popcorn.
What's been the feedback on the work so far?
It's a mixed. It's a very niche subject. I understand that. You know, I even show friends of mine who sort of, like, you know, raise an eyebrow. What were you doing? I realise it is a strange subject. But hopefully, as I said, you know, along with the film on the ship spotter, when you actually look at something, you actually can see something in it. And I'm hoping that's that's the effect people get when they look at the work at the library. I mean, essentially, I'm looking to hopefully do, you know, I work in publishing, I do books. You know, it makes sense for me to actually put a book together.
Coffee table book.
Yeah.
That's what you like. The nice bit. So I was like, we're getting aggressive then, coffee table book. You can't make a little bit. It's got to be one of the big, you know, you can tell I like books. It's got to be one of the big books.
I can also, to take that further, you quite like the terminology on one of them. When I was showing all these containers that are rusted, I actually found the term rust porn.
And
so,
really?
So it's quite.
Who knew?
So do a coffee table book on rust porn. But
I think that could work.
But no, it's essentially, I mean, I'm not just celebrating these containers, it's also a critique as well. Mm. So, you know, I'm not just saying, hey, aren't they great? Because it's also, well, you've got to look, you know, when you look at the history of what happened to London, you look at Canary Wharf. The shipping container in this country is as old as me, and I find that fascinating. So before I was born, all the ships came all the way up the Thames, and it was all distributed amongst Docklands. Look at Docklands, look at Canary Wharf. You can see it from the hill here in Brentwood. You know, it's just, and that was all caused by a shipping container. I find that fascinating.
I had a storage unit, which was a shipping container.
Yeah, and what happened to it?
And unfortunately, on Boxing Day about 4 years ago, it got broken into.
Oh.
And all my stuff got stolen. Oh. Put it on a bad note, but I did get insurance.
Oh,
I did get my insurance of it. Okay, you can break into a shipping container, I don't know.
I was going to say,
but
yeah.
It was somebody on the security, it was maybe a tad naughty with the keys to get into it. I used to just go in there, but it was a small shipping container. But when I went in there, I always think, oh, if the door shut, how would I get out? Well, that's what used to make me feel really creepy, because there is no way to get out of a shipping container.
Well, I suffer from claustrophobia these days as a bit older, and so to do a project on that, there was that as well. Like, you know, quite frightening, especially when you hear they smuggle people in these things.
A
fascinating stat as well is that 500 of these go overboard every year, and just think that, you know, either end up on the bottom of the ocean or still floating around. They'd be quite dangerous, almost like icebergs sort of below the surface. And even in the high winds we've had in the last couple of months, I think one distributed across the top of Holland, these beautiful islands, all of a sudden had these things washing up on the shore, which happened here as well back in 2007. One of the films I'm showing actually is where I've got an uncle in Holland that works as a docker up in the north, and because I was fascinated doing this project, you try and, these things are going past all the time, but you try and get a look what's inside them. But my uncle Case, who works up in Friesland, up in Northern Holland, he lifted them off these barges, and so he took me along. It took me actually to see what goes inside them and how they do it. It's fascinating. Again, that's quite hypnotic, seeing them lifted off these barges and, again, stacked really high. It's quite fascinating. That's another of the films I'll be showing, actually. And the main one is about the ship spotter, but there are two other films, one based on what's inside them with my uncle Case, but also I filmed a guy called John Grimsey, who used to work in the sugar trade. And I went up to the Docklands Museum up in London Docklands, which is fascinating to see. I couldn't recommend that highly enough, because you can actually see how things were before pre-container. But John actually worked in the sugar industry and would actually arrange the shipping of raw sugar to and from London. And so he knew a heck of a lot about containers. And so that's another one, that's another film, which hopefully people might find of interest.
And that's going to be on Thursday the 21st at the Brentwood Library. It kicks off at 7:30 through till 8:30,
yeah.
And you might get some drinks and nibbles, did you say, as well?
Yeah, I'll try. It's a lit me, yeah.
It's a graphical exploration of the seemingly mundane and yet extraordinary world of shipping containers. And that's at the Beckett's Gallery at Brentwood Library. And it's running now, so you can go along and see the artwork. And if you want to go along on Thursday, that's when you can get to see the three films, which will be over an hour between 7:30 and 8:30. There'll be three different films there. By the way, the flyers... very good quality card.
Wow, graphic designer.
I picked this up thinking it was going to be one of these flimsy ones, and then I couldn't get it off the desk. So I think if you've got business cards, I reckon they're really nice as well.
Yeah, I've got one of those for
you. Yeah, I bet the business cards are like the ones you go, ooh, these are not those cheap ones. This has been done on good quality paper.
It's the hardest thing to do as a graphic designer, because you're kind of revealing about yourself. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like people judge you on it.
They do, and I would, and I just did. So it's really lovely. Thank you for coming in today, and also thank you for that lovely bit of music as well.
Relax, you know. They've got to get back to the rock and roll.
Yeah, I've got to get back to the rock and roll. Much. Don't forget, if you want to check out James, it's JamesFraserDesign.com.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.